The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
You know, when you notice your 34-year-old brother hanging around a 16-year-old girl, kind of paying for everything, yeah, I'd say it's cause for some concern.
That's called a sugar daddy, and in some states, in the United States anyway, that's illegal.
It's also called a child predator in most places as well. That story today on My Crazy Family.
My. Crazy.
Crazy.
Family.
Family.
My.
Crazy.
Family.
Yep, welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. And on Apple Podcasts, now you can get the show completely commercial-free, get advanced episodes of the show as well, and other exclusives. All you have to do is become a My Crazy Family Plus member. Just click on that on Apple Podcasts on our page, and you can sign up. You get access to all of that stuff. You can do a yearly membership or a monthly membership, whatever you prefer. You save a ton on the yearly, and you help keep our program on the air, and you get all those extras. So please do consider that. Tony and Stacey Cole with you. Also ways for you to get a little shopping money for the holidays as well, right?
Absolutely. Leave us a review. And like I've said before, it'd be great if it's a nice review, but if you don't have that in your wheelhouse and all you do is shit review people, that's fine too. We'll put you in the running. Just take a screenshot of that review and send it to contest@crazyfampod.com. We get it. Not everybody is happy.
But we'd prefer they be nice. So please leave us that review and send it to us. contest@crazyfampod.com. And we want to hear your stories too. If you have a crazy family story, Crazy Fam Pod is the place where you can share your story online. You just do it anonymously, and it's easy. And then we will maybe use it on a future episode of the program. You can also call in your story, and I can even disguise your voice. 833-272-9326. 833-272-9326 to share your crazy family stories with us. What do we got going on today?
Ooh, today is just, it's a basket full of crazy.
Fun.
Here's the first one. I lost my virginity to my male coworker who's 24 because I was dumb and I thought I loved him a couple months ago. Well, my mom found out because she kept nagging my sister to tell her if I had sex with him. Mind you, she's been asking me since I was 16 if I was still a virgin. And she asked me many times since I started working at this place that I was at. I'm away at college now, so I didn't have to deal with her personally. But when she found out, she was hysterical. She said that I'm lucky I'm not home because she would have to beat me and that she isn't going to treat or see me the same way, but that she still loves me. Now, weeks go by, however, and she's been acting like nothing is normal. But then sometimes during conversations, she brings it up saying that I was stupid. a recent comment she had was actually today because I was showing her my gym progress. I have a hard time gaining weight, so I've been working on that and was excited to show her on FaceTime. She kind of made me feel like shit and dysmorphic because she said I look skinnier and that my body is going to get uglier and like a woman's because I already had sex. I don't think it's normal for her to always say stuff like this to me, but she's my mom and I don't know what to do.
Run. Run for your fucking life and cut that bitch out now, because this person ain't going to change. They're going to be crazy the rest of your life. And you have a choice. If you'd like to live in torture because she's your mom and you'd like to continue to be verbally and mentally abused by her, by all means, stick around, because is it worth the eggnog at Christmas? If it is, stick around and you'll get that delicious, warm, fuzzy feeling at Christmas that we all desire with our family. Or maybe you won't. It'll probably be fairly chaotic judging by how the mom acts in this situation alone. But hey, you can have the idealized version in your mind, which will never happen. I would just say run. I don't see, you can try to talk about this. You can try to set boundaries. And I would say go that way first. Speak up. Don't just let this shit fly. You're a fucking adult. You're 23, 24. You're an adult. Why on earth a mother should even know if you're having sex to begin with shouldn't be any of her business. Right. At 23, I was not reporting to my parents who I was fucking. It was, you know, it was not anything of that nature. They probably could assume, because I've always been in relationships and never really just slept around with people, but it was never brought up. It wasn't something that was made a discussion. The time that they knew I had sex is when I had a child. but again, the sex was never discussed. It was never discussed. Right? And my mother asked, you know, did the turkey baster work well? Because obviously you had a child. And I'm like, it wasn't a turkey baster. Mom, it wasn't.
But it should have been a turkey baster. How dare someone defiled my son?
But mom, it wasn't a turkey. Like, I'm an adult. I'm 30 years.
You were defiled. Oh my God. Oh my God. Deep breath. Deep breath. Turn on Murder, She Wrote over there, please. Oh my goodness. And now you're going to bring a child into this horrible world, which will, oh my gosh, are you not prepared to be a parent either? Oh my goodness.
No, my mom's not like that at all. That seems to be how this woman is acting towards her daughter. And how insane did that just sound? That's your mom.
Well, yeah, and I understand being concerned about your daughter, and maybe at 16, but heck, I don't even know the average age of losing one's virginity these days.
I don't know.
Back when I was a teen, probably 15 to 16 was about the time.
Yeah.
Now it's probably way earlier. So this obsession with, you know, have you lost your virginity yet? You're going to make this child, this teen, this young adult absolutely self-conscious about her body, which she already is. You're going to make her anxious about sexuality, which isn't going to bode well for her life.
I wonder how much of mom's influence has had an influence on this woman's body shape, if you will. I'm probably using the wrong term, but I guess health is probably just the better overall look at it to begin with. I mean, I wonder, you know, she says she has a hard time putting on weight and this or that. How much of that is because of mental abuse from the mom while growing up? And now there's some complexes and some eating disorders that are going on. And maybe I'm completely wrong on that. But I do think that that should probably be looked at a little bit, because I would imagine that mom's narcissism and craziness had an impact there. And still, she's trying to control that. She obviously has something where she cannot not control her daughter. And that's driving her fucking insane. The fact that she's an adult, she has having sex, she's having a life, she's trying to get control of her body and herself. But mom's not the one in control anymore. So she's going to pick, and she's going to insult, and she's going to do everything she can to indirectly, passive-aggressively steer this person in the way which she wants them to go. Because you can no longer say, honey, I think you should do it this way, if she's not responding and doing that anymore. Then you have to create chaos around this person. And you're basically creating chaotic, they're creating chaotic boundaries on each side of you. And they keep moving those boundaries left and right. So if you go, I'll go this way. She's got a chaotic boundary over there. And over there, another chaotic. You have no fucking path. So you just keep going down this road. And her chaotic boundaries just keep following you to the side. And that's where you have to end up breaking out of one of those sides, whichever is easier, and getting the fuck out of there. And then you're on your terms. And she's going to keep trying to throw you back onto her track that she wants to keep you on. But you don't have to go back on there. You can say, I'm on my own track over here. We can live a life of your tracks there, my tracks here, but I'm not getting stuck on yours anymore because it doesn't fucking work for me. And for the love of God, can you clean it once in a while? Can you pick up a little bit? There's people peeing on this water slide. You don't do anything about it. Jesus Christ, my water slide over here in this track is really nice. I don't know. I was visualizing a water slide in this analogy. But
I was wondering where the hell you went. Yeah, that's like, Tony, I'm visualizing, you're over here.
Like, I'm visualizing somebody like on a water slide going down, and it's like she keeps putting up barriers on each side so you don't get off. And you're like, I got to fucking jump this water slide because it's like going off a fucking cliff. And you go off the other one. So I do a lot of visualizations. It helps.
But I was worried that I had you off leash for a little bit. And I'm like, fuck, he ran away.
I'm not that high.
Excellent. But yeah, that's a great analogy. And now I can see it. I totally get it. And it makes sense. Yeah. I mean, you need to just figure out your own fucking life. And mom needs to stay away from your vagina. I'm just going to say it.
Mom needs to stay away from your... I completely agree. I think any parental figure after, I don't know, the age of, you know, infancy should stay away from one's vagina or any private parts of the other person. If you're not cleaning the person because they have no way of changing their diaper, you shouldn't have anything to do with it. That should be the only way a parent or child is interacting in one way, shape, or form on the other. It's diaper changing, it's survival, and that's it. There should be no other exceptions to that rule.
But no, amen, brother.
My God, she's got a complex, and there's nothing that you're doing wrong. You are living your life. Keep doing it, and you know, eventually, maybe tell her to fuck off moment. But maybe try doing it kindly, but if it doesn't work, well, you know, do what you need to do. Let's go to our next one.
All right. Well, hi. I am a 27-year-old male, and my brother, 37-year-old male, always hangs out with a 16-year-old female high school sophomore every day and night.
What?
Yeah. I moved in with my mother. She's 52 around July, and we are renting a space with her two friends, both 50 and female, and one of their daughters, who is a 16-year-old female. He literally just met this girl, and they are constantly hanging out from morning till late at night. He always buys her food, and sometimes he doesn't even buy me food, so I have to get my own. We won't even go into that.
Uh-huh.
He gave her his bike, gives her a paycheck for watching his puppy, and even invited her to live with him when he moves to Vegas next year.
Oh my God.
The funny thing is... Yeah, the funny thing is they always go out alone while I am stuck babysitting his damn dog. Her guardians have told her to please stop hanging out with him, but she said that she has to because they study at the library and her grades are actually improving. I don't want to bring this up due to the fact that if I'm wrong, I'm going to look like an idiot, but I know my brother always dated extremely young girls and he hasn't had luck dating recently, so maybe he likes being alone with this female, no matter if she's still in high school. Does this sound like they're just friends or could there be something going on? I feel like nobody suspects anything because he has a good job, makes a lot of money, and seems like a good guy. Holy shit.
What is this good guy shit with this sort of stuff? He's clearly preying on a young woman. He's not sitting there day and night just to help her fucking study. Yes. Your brother is R. Kelly.
He's flirting with her. Yeah. He's grooming her.
He is 100% grooming her.
Well, and Tony, what 16-year-old isn't going to be like, oh my God, he's giving me money. He's buying me food. He's hanging out with me. He's helping me study. He's got his own life. He gave me a bike. I mean, what fucking 16-year-old isn't going to be like, this is the greatest thing I've ever discovered in my life?
And they're not going to notice at that moment in time that that is inappropriate. Kids,
right.
they don't. They just, it's not something that is seen. I remember being in high school and you'd see a lot of girls, and I was actually having this conversation earlier in the week when me and my girlfriend and her kids, we went out for dinner and we were talking about kind of creepers and some people that they've had experiences with, or they've seen, you know, friends hanging out with somebody who's much older and how they're, you know, they don't see it coming. And it's scary as shit. One of them a while ago even went all the way and took it to traveling to another state and was almost like abducted and trafficked by somebody that this young woman, not my girlfriend's kids, but a friend of theirs in school, had this happen. And it's scary shit how some people can be preyed upon so easily. You know, it comes out of all different reasons and why and how are they so susceptible to it. But it's there. And this is a fucking sick person that is grooming this 16-year-old. And he better fucking stop, because if the guardians are already saying, knock this shit off.
Yeah.
Once it comes out that he's been having sex with her, because I would put a probably 99% chance on that having already happened. When that comes out, your brother's going to jail.
He's going to be deemed a rapist. I mean, this is something that will stay with him forever.
It is fucked up. There is nothing normal about any of this. There is nothing that you can rationalize about any of this and say this is okay or this is a misunderstanding. He's a child predator. Whether nobody wants to say my brother is a child predator, but it is what it is. And if you want to say I'm a good person and I have morals and I'm going to stand up for what's right, even if one of my family members is doing horrible shit, then you need to do what you need to do. You need to say something and do your part. And that's it. And if he doesn't listen, I would contact authorities. If the guardians don't, it's wrong. It's fucked up. And it may mean the end of your relationship with your brother. But your brother's fucking sick. This is, you don't want a brother like this. But your brother has chosen this path. He's 34. And if this is who he is at 34, these people don't change. There's something wrong with them. There's a reason we put these people on registries and we let everybody know in the neighborhood that they're coming to town. Because we recognize in our society that maybe we can't jail them forever. But we're not going to take the scarlet letter off somebody like this because they don't change.
No, they don't. And what's concerning is, you know, they mentioned that this brother has a history of dating extremely young girls.
Yeah.
So when was the last time? What happened with that? For somebody to get a reputation like that, they need to have done it a few times. And obviously the flags have been raised. So, you know, if let's just say the 16-year-old girl is the one for him, he can wait 2 years and let her mature and let her make the decision without the money and the bike and the whatever, you know, let her make the decision when she's an adult, a legal adult and able to vote and, you know, maybe even drink. Let's like get her to age 21 and maybe in college and figuring out what she wants to do with her life instead of 16. Sick.
It is. There was something, I forgot. I heard it in the some sort of fucked up argument the other day where you go, is this an Onion headline? And it wasn't. It was real.
Oh, dear.
It was a term, and I'm trying to Google this without like getting on a list.
Well, we're already on a list.
It's basically a politically correct term or a woke term or something term where we just have to, where essentially there's a group of people that are trying to run this idea that it's a choice. And if someone is attracted to underage people,
No.
they don't want to use the term child predator. It's something
no.
like, I forgot what the term was. It was so, I'm like, does that mean what I think it means? Because it's worded in such like an eloquent way. You're like, oh, this sounds like, wait a second. Is that, and it's, oh, I forgot what it was. And I don't know even know what to Google. I search politically correct term for adult child romance and I'm getting nothing.
Oh.
But I forgot. Anyway, there's a term and I'm guessing we're going to see more of it in the future because as a society try to normalize every fucking thing that any random person comes up with now and
I got it. I have it. Minor attracted person.
Yeah, that's.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Unless we're using
this. They call them maps, MAP.
Are you a map? So is this like going on like, so like in these dating sites and such, like, are you a map? Oh, great. Oh my God. See, it's like this normalization of this insane behavior. I don't know. I mean, there's so many things that have happened in our life that I've always said, that's insane. That will never be normalized. Society would crumble. It kind of does. But there's so many things where it's like, oh my God, this is an extreme. And I'm not talking about normal, healthy things. I'm talking about way fucked up extreme things that are trying to be normalized. I can see this being one. And that's a scary fucking place. Where we're going to go, oh no, they're a map. That's their preference. That's how they feel. They can't help how they feel inside. And there may be a bit of truth to that. But the thing is, that's why we need to keep these people away from kids.
Yeah.
Like there may be something there. There may be a gene. There may be something that makes people like that. But again,
thing I've ever read in my life.
That's where we got to put up the fucking barriers. You know, there's people that have genes that they're sociopaths and they're serial killers. That's why we fucking keep these people away from other humans. And if somebody has this desire to fuck kids, we need to keep them away from kids and not make something up that's called minor. What is it? Minor attracted.
Yep. Minor attracted person. MAPs.
A minor attracted person. No, were we afraid to shame them now? Is it too harsh to say you're a pervert or a child predator or just utterly a piece of human excrement? I suppose that's too harsh and it might hurt their feelings. So let's give them a term that seems a little more Barney-ish.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yuck. That's just you're disgusting. You're not minor attracted. You're fucking disgusting and you need help.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be attracted to somebody who is younger than you, looks wise, you know, like if you're in your 30s and you prefer to date people in their 20s, mm-hmm. that's fine. But if you're in your 20s and you prefer to date somebody who's in their early teens, you have a problem.
Yeah. It, biologically, we are wired to be attracted to younger, healthy people, males and females. It's just what it is. But we're not wired to be attracted to like 12-year-olds. That's not, no. We are wired to someone who is of an adult age. That's childbearing age, essentially. That's how we are hardwired genetically.
Yep.
And then socially, we can say, and from our knowledge, okay, we wait till they're at least 18. And socially, that's the social contract. But it's amazing, though. In some states, the legal contract is not 18. It may very well be legal in this state for him to be hanging out with this minor and doing things under the state law. Federally, no. But state laws sometimes supersede federal, although it goes both ways. I don't know. It's fucked up. 100% fucked up.
Ugh.
So
I feel like a different person now that you've introduced me to this term. I just feel different.
Isn't it fucked up? I mean, there was always the joke years ago. This is a real organization. And I thought it was a joke that was being portrayed on a talk show I used to listen to that was a humorous talk show. And they'd always joke. There was a character on there that was a proud member of a group called NAMBLA. Have you ever heard of NAMBLA?
Yes.
The National.
Yes.
This is an actual fucking group that is allowed.
It's the
exist.
North American
National Man Boy Love Association. It's real. It's not like somebody's just fucked up website that they created to get a rise out of people. This thing fucking exists. So
it does. And you know where I heard about it?
Where?
I heard about it on South Park.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard about it on Phil Hendry years ago.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a joke. I thought there's no way. And then some of like, oh my God, I think it was like one of the first things I looked up after hearing something somewhere. And it was like, holy shit, that's real. And that was a rare occurrence back then. It's like every day now. Mm-hmm. Every day now, it's like, that's the headline. Let me do a little fact checking. Oh shit, it's real. So you should see something wrong with a little bump and grind, my friend.
My mind's telling me no.
Yeah, go with your mind. Go with the mind. Go with the mind.
But my body.
No, stop listening to the body.
My body's telling me
this is not going to work out for you. Not going to work out.
Nope.
I know you. Well, you're going to hurt a lot of people. And yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I must confess.
I like to fuck kids. And now he's in jail. Yep. Probably for the rest of his life. Thank God. So, there you go. What else we got going? And by the way, if you want to share your crazy family story with us, crazyfampod.com is the website, or you can call 833-CRAY-FAM. That's 833-272-9326 or 833-CRAY-FAM. It doesn't stand for crayfish family. It stands for crazy. 1-833-CRAY-FAM. You never know. Like a crayfish family. That's the other podcast where we talk about crayfish. All day, just an hour of...
That'll be our next one.
Like, have you seen that crayfish? Oh my gosh, she's under the rock right now. It's very like Nat Geo circa like 1980. All right, what else we got?
All right. My sister, brother, and I, we are all in our early 20s, and we think our mother, who is in her 40s, is making a huge mistake. My mother has had two previous boyfriends. She's been single for about a year now, and she's turned to online dating. When she first started, she showed me pictures of some of the guys that she's talking to. She specifically says he's just so hot about some of them. And recently, one of her relationships, I guess, is getting pretty serious. She told me one day that things are going to be changing soon, and she goes on about how she met this guy. He lives in California. He's in the military. He's in his 30s. And she wants to have babies with this asshole.
How old is
They've
mom?
They've never met.
How old is mom?
Mom's in her 40s.
Okay. I mean, still.
They've never met. They've only Zoomed. And as she's telling me this, I'm asking questions because I am genuinely concerned. And when she's talking about him, she sounds like a schoolgirl and making it seem like it's a fairy tale. Like I said before, my mother's in her 40s. She got her tubes burned a long time ago. So she said that she would have to do IVF. I vocalized my concerns and she won't take me seriously. Just yesterday, she went to my sister and basically said that she's selling the house in 2 years and that she loves this new guy and will live happily ever after. Again, she has never met him in person. She's not taking any of us seriously when we try to open her eyes to what reality is. She doesn't realize how easy it is to lie and create a whole fake personality online. I don't know what else to do, but I love her. It's becoming so hard to be around somebody who's so easily manipulated.
That's a scary thing in our world today. Everybody is very easily manipulated. It's like we're all searching for something to grasp onto because everything is so chaotic. And if something feels good at the moment, it's hard to get people to let go for them to admit this was a bad idea. I don't know. I think we're like just so desperate for fucking normalcy that anything that seems like it's the right thing, Fucking life raft. I am holding onto this thing for dear life. You're going to have to chop my arms off if you want me to let go of it.
Yep.
And I mean, I guess I would say on this, I'd have some questions because people meet online all the time. People meet from long distances all the time. And honestly, as you get a little bit older, I guess it depends on the individual, but it seems, you know, sometimes the distance isn't such a big thing, especially if you have the means to move and you find someone that is somewhere else. Yes, catfishing is a huge thing. I would say, are they video talking? Are they, I mean, is there enough proof that you can solidify this is a legitimate human being, number one? If you're video talking every night, you can pretty much assume it's a real person.
Yeah, and it does say that they've Zoomed.
Okay.
So I'm assuming we've opened up the camera on the Zoom at some point, I would hope.
Yeah. I would hope.
Because what's the point? You might as well do a phone call.
Yeah. Unless they're just into a little crisper audio. I don't know. but it's, I mean, people, your mom is an adult. There's nothing wrong with having reservations. She should be sensible on this and not make major life decisions like selling a house and any sort of financial choices until she meets the guy in person. Because you can meet somebody and you can be wonderful online, and then suddenly it's like, yeah, we just don't quite click in life because it's different. It's fucking different. And sometimes, you know, even in the best of relationships, there's a different vibe. There's a different, you know, kind of, it's a different thing being in person versus texting or calling on whatever. So you want to make sure of that. If your mom's going to go out there and, you know, spend a couple weeks or something, that's normal. That's healthy. That would be probably the best thing to do. And initially, she should stay in a hotel. She should stay in a hotel for like at least a week. And if, you know, it continues on, it's like, okay, this is real. This is legit. He's not a serial killer, which you may never know until it ends up on Dateline. But sometimes you got to play the cards if you're going to date at all. And if it's normal, it might be normal. And this may be what she wants to do. She may be ready to kind of restart her life. Kids are grown, and sometimes it's time to do that. I think kids sometimes have a hard time accepting that mom and dad are human beings as well and do have lives beyond the children. And once the children are grown, they are entitled to continue those lives. They're not at the beck and call of the kids, and it shouldn't be vice versa either. And sometimes they're going to do stuff because they have a lot of their life left. Contrary to the belief you have when you're growing up, your parents are typically not near death by the time you leave the home. Typically, there's many more years left, far beyond what you've even existed for. And you got to accept that. So I don't know. It's hard to know what's going on here. It's hard to tell how naive the mom may be or not, or how much the kids are just like, you know, you're trying to protect mom. Cool. There's nothing wrong with that. But understand what's going on.
And I do think you should go. She should go meet the guy. And, you know, if this kid is really concerned, escort mom out to California, meet the guy, make sure that she's not going to get knifed in the airport parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, maybe go out to dinner with him.
Yeah. Just say, hey,
see what he's really like.
I want to meet
you. He might have he might smell. He might, you know, he might have like horrific gas or something.
Yeah, he might have irritable bowel syndrome and he projectile shits everywhere he goes. But you can't tell that in the Zooms unless sometimes you really look in the background and you go, what are those splatter marks on that wall behind you? And he's like, oh, my God, I have this condition where I projectile shit. But I mute my mic every time so you never see it. That could be the case. But yeah, I mean, just say, you know, hey, you know what? I'm going to come out there. Me and my daughter are going to come out there. She's going to spend the first week with me at the hotel. And you can leave if it's craziness. And if it's not, if it's a genuine connection and he's a normal human being, which probably he is, then you can continue on. And everybody has their answers met and everybody feels good about what's going on. Could he be crazy? Yes. Anybody can be fucking crazy. But if you're going to make that argument about everyone, then you can't date, period. Because you got to, there's an element of you have to put yourself out there.
Yeah, I mean, you could have crazy right next door, you know, two houses down from you that you could date. Yeah. It doesn't just have to be, you know, across the world in another situation. There's so many times that you get set up with somebody, a friend says, hey, I think you two would be great together. And you sit down at a booth at Applebee's and go, this guy's fucking nuts. Yeah. I'm done.
Yeah. And that may happen. I when I was dating, the last round, everything actually went pretty normal. And I've met somebody now that I'm in love with, and, you know, we're in a serious long-term relationship. But, you know, in the world of dating years ago, this had been like 15, 20 years ago, online dating was fairly new. eHarmony was the mm-hmm. thing. And I remember having wonderful conversations with a couple people. This is before texting. We would write conversations via the message service, and they'd be like paragraphs long, and you'd look forward to reading them. It wasn't just a sup, having Taco Bell. You know, it was like about your life, and you got to know somebody. I had many conversations like that. We're like, this is great. I really feel a connection here. And I specifically remember one time sitting in Traverse City, Michigan, atop of a hotel. There was a beautiful restaurant that overlooked the lake, because I always like my first dates to be like kind of cool. Cause I'm like, this would be a good memory. If this turns into something good, I want the first date to be, you know, not Starbucks. So I take you to dinner at this nice restaurant, and I'm waiting up there. I got there a little early, as I always do. And I'm waiting. The bar is there, and the elevator opens up to the bar, and I'm sitting there having a glass of wine, just waiting, enjoying the view, thinking I'm so excited. Door opens. Comes out. Are you Tony? I swear to God, it's not the same person.
What?
Not the same picture. It wasn't even like, you know, you've aged, or you've put on a little bit of weight, or something like that. Which, because people are going to always try and show their best selves on pictures. I get it. We all do. I swear to God, this wasn't even the same human being. Like, they used someone else's picture. And I don't know who it was. There was like a kind of a resemblance, but it was almost like, unless you had like massive reconstructive plastic surgery, which, by the way, looks very natural, but it's not what's in the picture. God. I just felt really lied to, and I didn't bring it up. And it's like, yeah, you know, that's pictures a few years old. I'm like, okay. And I went through the date. I was very nice, because even if I'm not interested, I still will go through the date, and we can at least have a good conversation and, you know, call it a night after that. I'm not like one to run and be like, fuck this, and then just like leave her. So we had, you know, because we obviously had some chemistry, it seemed. Chemistry wise, in terms of what we had been talking about, it didn't seem quite the same in person either. So it was very, very much a letdown. But that's why you need to do this. You need to go have the one-on-one. And sometimes you're going to be, oh, fuck. But sometimes you're going to be, holy shit, this is the person for me. And I've had that moment. I've had it where the door opens and it's storming outside on a Friday the 13th, dark and stormy night. I can still picture my significant other opening that door and us connecting eyes at the restaurant. And like, that's her. That's him. And it was just like, okay, this feels good. And then we shut the restaurant down talking that night. And you have those moments, but you have the other ones too. So yes, be careful.
It didn't come up that I'm not the person I portrayed to you at all. It didn't come up at all.
It was brought up simply as, yeah, it's a little bit older picture, and that's it. I didn't know.
Holy crap.
And I didn't want to be an asshole, because, I mean, number one, yes, she was a lot larger than she was in the pictures. But I'm not even saying that was the issue. I'm saying it didn't even look like her facially. Like, eyes look different, nose looks different, mouth looks different. It wasn't a you're unattractive to me physically thing. It was a I don't think you're even the same human. It wasn't like you put on some weight and, you know, that is what it is. It was I don't think you're the same person. And even when I was talking, didn't quite seem like the same person. Like, the things that have been brought up and the conversations did not, I don't know. And so I'm like, I'm wondering, like, did a friend like do all this? And like, cause she was too shy. And then we ended up getting set up on the date and we actually go. I don't know. I don't know what the, I mean, it wasn't malicious. It wasn't someone who was there to like fucking stalk me or do anything like that. I just think it was probably something more on the innocent lines and, you know, he got called out, but went through the night.
Oh, that sucks.
Had dinner and, you know, wished her a good night and on her way and, you know, never really spoke again. But it was, yeah, there was certainly deception there.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. But yes, do go meet. Bring the daughter for a week and see where it goes. Just be safe. Be safe and smart. People can meet this way, but you got to be safe and smart about it.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go. 833-CRAY-FAM is our phone number. 833-272-9326. If you'd like to share your crazy family story with us 24/7, call in and share it. Or on our website, crazyfampod.com. You can also, if you so choose, you can go and get yourself signed up on Apple Podcasts. And there you can get access to all of our episodes, all commercial free and advanced episodes of the show. So if you've already binged through all the stuff that's there, you can get like another several months worth right there, ready to binge away on, and everything is ad free. Go ahead, do that plus subscription on Apple Podcasts to My Crazy Family and get all of those extras. Until next time, for Stacey, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to My Crazy Family.
My
crazy
family.
My crazy
family.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Say big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block, ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Out at McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken meal deal o un $6 McDouble meal deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.